Penguin Audio presents Catching the Big Fish, Meditation, Consciousness, and Creativity, written and read by David Lynch. To His Holiness Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Introduction. Ideas are like fish. If you want to catch little fish, you can stay in the shallow water, but if you want to catch the big fish, you've got to go deeper. Down deep, the fish are more powerful and more pure. They're huge and abstract, and they're very beautiful. I look for a certain kind of fish that is important to me, one that can translate to cinema. But there are all kinds of fish swimming down there. There are fish for business, fish for sports, there are fish for everything. Everything, anything that is a thing, comes up from the deepest level. Modern physics calls that level the unified field. The more your consciousness, your awareness, is expanded, the deeper you go toward this source, the bigger the fish you can catch. My 33-year practice of the Transcendental Meditation Program has been central to my work in film and painting and to all areas of my life. For me, it has been the way to dive deeper in search of the big fish. In this book, I want to share some of those experiences with you. The First Dive. He whose happiness is within, whose contentment is within, whose light is all within, that yogi, being one with Brahman, attains eternal freedom in pure consciousness. From the Bhagavad Gita. When I first heard about meditation, I had zero interest in it. I wasn't even curious. It sounded like a waste of time. What got me interested, though, was the phrase, "True happiness lies within." At first, I thought it sounded kind of mean because it doesn't tell you where the within is or how to get there. But still, it had a ring of truth, and I began to think that maybe meditation was a way to go within. I looked into meditation, asked some questions, and started contemplating different forms. At that moment, my sister called and said she had been doing transcendental meditation for 6 months. There was something in her voice, a change, a quality of happiness, and I thought, that's what I want. So in July 1973, I went to the TM Center in Los Angeles and met an instructor, and I liked her. She looked like Doris Day, and she taught me this technique. She gave me a mantra, which is a sound, vibration, thought. You don't meditate on the meaning of it, but it's a very specific sound, vibration, thought. She took me into a little room to have my first meditation. I sat down, closed my eyes, started this mantra, and it was as if I were in an elevator and the cable had been cut. Boom! I fell into bliss, pure bliss, and I was just in there. Then the teacher said, "It's time to come out, it's been 20 minutes. And I said, "It's already been 20 minutes?" And she said, "Shh," because other people were meditating. It seemed so familiar, but also so new and powerful. After that, I said the word unique should be reserved for this experience. It takes you to an ocean of pure consciousness, pure knowingness, but it's familiar, it's you, and right away a sense of happiness emerges, not a goofball happiness, but a thick beauty. I have never missed a meditation in 33 years. I meditate once in the morning and again in the afternoon for about 20 minutes each time. Then I go about the business of my day, and I find that the joy of doing increases, intuition increases, the pleasure of life grows, and negativity recedes. Suffocating rubber clown suit. It would be easier to roll up the entire sky into a small cloth than it would be to obtain true happiness without knowing the self. From the Upanishads.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?